listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I wanted to let everyone know, sorry I couldn't be here last week. Sorry I couldn't line up a fill-in host. I've got a loved one that's really going downhill fast health-wise, and I'm here to tell you, you know, our healthcare system, I guess it's really good if you got a broke leg or something like that, but when it comes to cancer and what they put you through, especially those that want to go and have the chemo and all that, which most do, this one's not, but still, it really leaves. I mean, you really got to look out for yourself in this healthcare system. You know, I might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. I don't know what day it is here lately. But we had a doctor's office that diagnosed cancer as shingles for 6 weeks. But not going to go down through that. I'm going to be skipping all around today. I've got a whole lot of news and information as usual. I've got a Andrew Carrington Hitchcock tribute to Rick Adams that I'm going to be playing sometime. This hour, I was really saddened to hear the news about Rick Adams. You know, and I think he was the longest host on the network, other than John Stattmiller. I don't know. I can't verify that for sure. But, you know, his mix of biblical prophecy and the news, it was a very interesting show, and a lot of people I tuned in. I listened often, never called in, but listened often, and I just wanted to make mention of that. Boy, this week in the news, it's just been, it has been really crazy. And I heard someone mention, I think it might have been Stephen Allen on Sunday morning. I'm not sure where I heard it. But they were talking about the 2020 the 2012 Olympic opening. And I went back and looked at that, and, you know, it was nurses, hospital beds, doctors, patients, sick children. It was a very, very weird-looking foreshadowing of the present insanity in which we live, which I am here to tell you is getting – you cannot write fiction as crazy as this. You know, this morning I got up and was looking at some of the news, and the Yorkshire Evening – Post carried a story yesterday clarifying the rules on indoor mixing on Friday, April 2nd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said you can meet up as two households or six people outside. Outside is much safer than indoors as far as spreading the virus goes. Can I now meet my friends and family members indoors if they're vaccinated? He was asked. There, I'm afraid the answer is no, because we're not yet at that stage. So even the people that's been vaccinated are not supposed to meet indoors. I mean, they are going to take this complete unhinged insanity as far as the people will let them take it, which, you know, they had a COVID testing site here in the county in which I live. I was a witness to. I was at a doctor's office, and I was sitting outside watching this total insanity of people coming to be tested to see if they are sick or if they have this, which, you know, I tell you, I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. This lack of resistance to this complete insanity, the borders is wide open. letting people in with COVID, putting them up in hotels for $86 million, and then, you know, arresting hairdressers that try to run their business, and the lack of the pushback to this, it's made it, I don't know, I've really pondered this long and hard, and it's given me a little bit of a hopeless feeling in the American people. They're so easily manipulated. They want to buy into this notion that, oh, well, if we'll just submit to the vaccines, then everything's going to go back to normal. But they keep telling you, and you know, France, under that wimp Macron, is back under lockdown. Takes me back to, I guess it was 2 weeks ago when I played the 25 questions to ask that John had played. So back to the story there, I'm afraid the answer is no, because we're not yet at that stage. We're still very much in the world where you can meet friends and family outdoors under the rule of six or two households. And even though your friends and family members may be vaccinated, the vaccines are not giving 100% protection. And that's why we just need to be cautious. So, here we're finding out, no matter what, you'll never have, if this is a flu going around, and I know we debate sometimes about if it's even real, but those that I know that said they had it said it was just like having a flu. And there was no flu, so this most likely is the best scenario. But anyway, they are, this audience all knows this. They are using this. They're already saying you're going to have boosters. You're going to have more shots. I've got them in the stack. And it looks like the Biden administration is hell-bent on completely collapsing the economy. Has anybody looked at lumber prices? Lord help you if you're trying to build a house. And then bring about the Great Reset, bring about vaccine passports, bring about a digital currency. And it really does look like the, if it's not the Mark of the Beast system, it's the beginning of the Mark of the Beast system. I mean, you can't really deny that fact. Right here, the sun.com, Joe Biden's administration is reportedly developing a vaccine passport that will allow Americans to return to pre-pandemic activities. Yeah, right. But critics have slammed the initiative in partnership with private firms as un-American over privacy concerns. You know, I was watching some Edward Snowden interviews, and I wish I had time to play them. I wish I had time to clip them. But he really gave some revelations on what the government, this is 2013 we're talking about, about how much we are tracked, you know, and how much information is kept about us. And now Biden views the so-called vaccine passport as key to meeting the administration's goal of emerging from the lockdown and returning to normal this summer. It is, though they will be available for free on people's smartphones, vaccinated Americans will be able to flash a scannable code. Those who do not have the smartphones could print out a code on a piece of paper. According to the Washington Post, New York State officials have launched a digital accessular, E-X-E-L-S-I-O-R, whatever, pass, which is similar to the mobile airline boarding pass and uses QR codes. It will be accepted at major entertainment venues like Madison Square Garden, and goes on and on and on. Other countries and entities, including European Union, the United Kingdom, China, and Japan, are working on their own versions of the vaccine passport. So this whole manufactured insanity is going to go forward. And, you know, I'm with Tony that calls in. You know, there's just no pushback. I mean, people are just accepting it. I mean, it's just incrementally been ratcheted up. And, I mean, think about, there's so much you could think about. The George Floyd trial is going on. Boy, didn't that happen just right on time for the media to fan that flame, and then the media and the Democrat Party and Republicans really didn't do nothing but pay useless lip service to stopping the massive riots all last summer. the coronavirus coming out at just the perfect time so that they could rig the election and get their complete dream list come true. All the while, small businesses being decimated, big businesses getting rich, the American people are being enslaved, and it's all being done in the name of safety. It's all being done to protect you from an invisible enemy yet again, and growing the power of the federal government massively to where this... And, you know, Boris Johnson looks like two men in white with a net ought to be chasing him anywhere he goes just to look at him. But telling people that now they're saying, even if you're vaccinated, you can't meet with other people because it's not. Is there 100% vaccine, which this is not even a vaccine, and y'all all know that. But, well, I've got the story here in, let's see where it is. Belgian police deploy cavalry and water cannon to disperse anti-lockdown party at Brussels Park. This is RT.com. Mounted officers and water cannons, you can go to it, some videos, pretty interesting, were deployed against an anti-lockdown party in the middle of a park in Brussels, Belgium on Friday. A larger gathering was broken up at the same spot the day before. Officers both on foot and horseback pushed people out of the park in the country's capital. Some were filmed hiding behind trees as they were blasted with water cannons. So the governments of Western nations care so much about your safety from catching a virus that 99% of the people recover from, you know, that's under 65 or 70 for sure. And now, you know, they're talking about vaccinating babies, vaccinating children. I mean, it's totally maddening to really sit back and look at the reality of the situation. You know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't get to it, and a lot of people thought I did do the story, but I did. Like I say, it's been a hectic couple of weeks, and it's going to be a hectic couple of more. I've thought about talking to John about, you know, maybe someone else should have this time slot. I don't know. I just haven't had the time to really do the prep I normally do. But anyway, that be that as it may. Fetch on 3721 in the third hour, there was a caller called in, and I believe it was Lonnie from Canada. But he made some really interesting points about where we find ourselves at today. And if you think about it, and I added some of this, some of these points to what he had said, and I would have played it, but it went on for about 20 minutes, and it was all of it was good, so it went hard to figure out what to play. But anyway, the gist of it is that in the past 110 years, I mean, you could add to that or subtract or whatever, there's really been no repercussions, no fault, no guilt, and no recognition of the enemy. There's really been no recognition on a mass scale by the populations of the crimes. We've got the Federal Reserve Act, 1913, Kuhn, Loeb, Wahlberg, Nelson, Aldrich. We've got the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, Trotsky, who was Bronstein, Lenin, Stalin, murder of the Tsar's family, gulags, math deaths, Holodomor, 30 million or more genocided. It's not even, most people, I mean, I bet you people in this audience have brought that up to friends and neighbors and loved ones. And no one knows because they don't make movies about it. And isn't that interesting? I mean, this audience knows a lot about the real history, but a lot of people are just totally clueless. World War I, Balfour Declaration, World War II, what a bunch of lies and propaganda was fed to the American people about that. More wars, Korean War, Vietnam. Jonathan Pollard, the greatest breach of intelligence in history. USS Liberty, complete government cover-up, media cover-up. Waco. You remember Linda Thompson did the Waco, the Big Lie? That was, I bought that at a gun show in the 90s. And you know, I've said several times on this broadcast, Waco was what got me. I wasn't paying attention to politics, didn't care, was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and blah, 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 blah. And Waco really, I saw something was desperately wrong with a country that would do that. And then later, you know, rules of engagement come out about Waco, which was just incredible. Then we've had all the wars in the Middle East, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Lebanon, economic wars, Russia, Iran, North Korea. I mean, there's been no accountability for all of these really horrendous crimes that's been done in the name of starting wars to save the peace, is what I call it. Then 9/11, you know, we all know the truth about that. Epstein, you know, I've got the story if I can get to it. I don't know if I will, but they're actually running stories now. I've got it printed off in this stack. Admitting that it was a Mossad organization for blackmail. I mean, it's all coming out now, but it won't matter. I don't even know what's going on with it. This Ghislaine Maxwell gets to tell the court what is acceptable and what's not, and we've not seen a real picture of her in months and months. So now we're to the point that we're watching the destruction of the culture, the removal of all morality. And, you know, I could go on and on. I mean, you've got the LaVon affair. You've got the King David Hotel bombing. I mean, so many things that's happened in our history that we know was horrendous crimes, and there's been no accountability. And then I bring that forward to this whole scandemic, ridiculous absurdity that we're putting up with this COVID, and the American people, not you guys, but a large part, the American people are going along with this. They just want to get back to normal. They just want to be left alone. But I don't know. I think a larger segment of the society is seeing that it's never going to end. Remember a couple of weeks ago where I played the Canadian weightlifter, and he just perfectly explained in about 2 minutes how they are going to continue to do this. Now, it ended up on the RBN website. But anyway, I wanted to throw that in. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director, Rochelle Walensky, went off script at a briefing Monday and made an emotional plea to Americans not to let up on the public health measures amid fear of the fourth wave. This was Axos.com. What they're saying, I'm going to reflect on the reoccurring feeling I have of impending doom, Walensky said, appearing to hold back tears. We do not have the luxury of inaction. For the health of our country, we must work together to prevent the fourth surge. I mean, unbelievable, you know, just unbelievable. Now, I don't know about you guys where you live, but here, I mean, it's practically, they don't even claim that there's that many cases of this anymore. But yet, you know, the fear-mongering never stops on the evening news. Another story, Washington Post. The Biden administration and private companies are working to develop standard ways of handling credentials, often referred to as vaccine passports, that would allow Americans to prove they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus as businesses try to reopen. The effort gained momentum amid President Biden's pledge that the nation will start to regain normalcy this summer. Remember how he said you might be able to meet and have a 4th of July dinner. Also, and I think Mike had asked about this story. DailyArchives.com. Lucia Wallen Bremer, a 13-year-old girl described by those who knew her as brave, hardworking, and kind to everyone, was shot dead while walking in a Virginia suburb by a black suspect. A boy has been arrested in the connection with the shooting that killed an eighth-grade girl in Virginia after a day-long manhunt. Loved ones identified the victim as Lucia Whalen Bremer, a student at the, Quasico Cajun Middle School in Richmond. She was shot multiple times. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
In the studio, and I was running down this story out of Virginia, and you know, it's sad anytime there's just senseless murder, but this is another perfect indication of how the media takes certain heinous crimes and rams them down the American people's throat to try to create the desired reaction, just like we saw with George Floyd. But here in this situation, where I don't know, there's no pictures here, it sounds like this may have been a Hispanic girl, and she was just gunned down by a black guy in the park, he's underage, they're not even releasing his name, and I had to search to find this story. And so, I mean, this is what we're seeing, and it's really incredible. If you sit back and you think about what we witnessed in the last year or so with regards to the media manipulation of being able to create all of that riot and then condone it, and then all singing in concert that, you know, there was nothing odd at all about any of this 2020 election. I mean, it's really incredible. And then you fast forward that and you see the very same power being wielded to convince people that they should take these vaccines and shut down their business and blah, 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 blah. I tell you what, right here, let's play. This is Teresa Tam. She is high up in the government of Canada. It's audio number two. I want you to hear what she has to say about how they can conduct a power against the Canadian people because of the coronavirus. Audio two, please.
I think the public has to know this is one of the worst-case scenarios in terms of an infectious disease outbreak, in that their cooperation is sought. If there are people who are non-compliant, there are definitely laws and public health powers that can quarantine people in mandatory settings. It's potential you could track people, put bracelets on their arms, have police and other setups to ensure quarantine is undertaken. It is better to be preemptive and precautionary and take the heat of people thinking you might be overreactionary, get ahead of the curve, and then think about whether you've overreacted later. But it's such a serious situation that I think decisive early action is the key.
Police checkpoints are set up on all the bridges, and everyone leaving the city is required to show proof of vaccination. Those who refuse to cooperate are taken away to temporary detention centers.
All right, so there you have it. That was her in a interview talking about setting up this police state tyranny over the coronavirus. I mean, we really are knocking at the door of getting to see this whole thing that a lot of us has talked about for years is unfolding right in front of our eyes. And going to take phone calls all next hour. But, you know, the big question is, if the American people submit to this, we're going to go through the whole enchilada. I mean, Joe Biden is flooding out the southern border. I don't understand why. If I was the governor of any of these states, I would take that situation completely over, and it just wouldn't happen. But, you know, they pay a lot of lip service to it. But in the end, it just continues to happen. So, I don't know. It is really breathtaking how much has changed in a short amount of time. And we all know this was all pre-planned. This is not by happenstance. This was planned in advance. We've talked about all of the pre-planning that was telegraphed. And so we shall see. But, you know, I started saying months ago that there's going to be a vaccine passport. They're going to get the police officers. They're going to get the school teachers. They're going to get the healthcare workers. Then they're going to keep going till, you know, if you want to go in Walmart, if you want to come in the bank, you know, if you're a plumber and go in people's houses, they're going to have a reason that to continue having your occupation or to buy or sell, you've got to submit to this. And when we come back, I've got a Mark Dice that's really good discussing some of what's been said this past week. And also we're going to play the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock tribute to Rick Adams. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday denied efforts to require former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to face a deposition over her unsecured email setup while she served in the Obama administration. Well, knock me over with a feather. It goes right back to what we talked about so many times, no accountability, no accountability whatsoever. I mean, you know, last year when you were seeing, even when they arrested arsonists and rioters and looters, they turned them loose. But then look at the efforts that's been underway and are underway about the events of January 6th. I mean, levels of hypocrisy off the chart. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, and the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution applies to hearth and home and not to public square. The Ninth U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled, upholding a Hawaii practice of limiting open carry licenses to only security guards. In the 7-4 ruling, after the full bench review of the Young versus Hawaii case, the majority argued that there is no right to carry arms openly in public, nor is any such right within the scope of the Second Amendment. That should put chills down your spine. And I had to go to, of course, RT.com to get the story. All right. This is Mark Dice. It's longer than I normally play. It's about 6 minutes and 16 seconds, but I'm going to play it. Here we go. Let's go with audio number 3, please, Slim.
What's best. And thankfully, they've been here to help guide us along this journey through this pandemic. And now that businesses across the country are finally starting to reopen again, the celebrities are back to help us decide which businesses we should and shouldn't shop in because, well, some of them might not be safe.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
Look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
Look for the WELL Health Safety Seal.
The WELL Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, and all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the WELL Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the WELL Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside.
What does a company need to do to get one of these celebrity-approved stickers, you ask? They need to buy one for between $2,700 and over $12,000, depending on how many employees they have. This is not a belated April Fool's Day joke, by the way. They really do cost that much. And according to the WELL Health Safety Seal website, the stickers communicate to everyone entering the space that evidence-based measures have been adopted and third-party verified. Basically, a group of scumbags have come up with a devious scam to use celebrity endorsements to try to extort thousands of dollars out of businesses across the country by posing sort of as a Department of Health, who they will inspect businesses and determine whether or not they're safe by sending people there to do what? Make sure that they have hand sanitizer? You know how restaurants have to have regular inspections by the Department of Health, and then they're required by law to actually show the latest rating in public view? So that is, in a sense, what this scam is trying to do. I mean, this might even be worse than an Al Sharpton-level shakedown, who made his bones by basically accusing businesses and government entities of being racist and then offering racial sensitivity training so that they could be approved by him as not being racist. Mark Zuckerberg has released his latest idea to help with the pandemic, posting, quote, "If we're gonna stop COVID, we need everyone who's eligible to get vaccinated. People are more likely to get vaccinated if they see their friends, family, and people they trust doing it too. So we're launching the new COVID vaccine profile frame that you can add to your profile pic. It lets you easily show your support and tell people that you've been vaccinated." It goes on to say that they're gonna show in your newsfeed which of your friends have also gotten vaccinated, and he says that he's gonna update his as soon as he gets it, and he plans to as soon as he's eligible. Just when you thought people's profile pictures couldn't get any dumber after half the people switched theirs to showing them in a selfie wearing a mask. And speaking of masks, why do I keep seeing people who are walking their dogs wearing masks when there's literally nobody else around? Or better yet, how come people are wearing masks when they're driving in their cars by themselves? And have you seen the video of this doctor who is vaping while wearing various masks and showing that some of the smoke particles still go through it and, of course, out from around it? And if particles of smoke are able to do that, then what about the aerosolized particles of people's breath and the water vapor that they're exhaling? You're not supposed to ask questions about that kind of stuff. That's not patriotic. And you're not supposed to play that clip of Dr. Fauci from last year talking about masks either. Or that 80% of the people who have been hospitalized because of the coronavirus have been obese, because that's fat shaming. And I'm sure Governor Gavin Newsom closing all of the gyms in California for 4 months, since just before Thanksgiving until 2 weeks ago, certainly didn't help. And for the last year, college students across the country have been suspended for attending parties off campus and not wearing masks after, of course, pictures are posted on social media. And so a group of students at New York University sued, and a court just ruled in favor of the school. Thursday was opening day for baseball season, but old Joe didn't throw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game, which is a long-held presidential tradition. It just wasn't on his schedule, said Jen Circleback Psaki. Probably because he, well, has a worse arm than Dr. Fauci, but also word is that he didn't want to go because they were allowing fans in the stands, and that would be an endorsement of people gathering in large numbers, and, well, that's not social distancing. In fact, many Democrats are upset that businesses across the country are finally starting to reopen before the digital passport for the coronavirus vaccine has been rolled out and mandated.
clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
People are exercising their freedoms again. Not in America! Of course, the Operation Mockingbird assets in the mainstream media are repeating these same talking points. Here's MSNBC.
And the government, our sports teams, our organizations, our concert promoters, damn well better put together something where you can show your vaccine receipt, or you can have something on a ticket stub that shows it. Like this anti-science idiocy, you know what? Let them do that under a rock or in their caves. But you know what? The time to try to reason with these people has long passed.
To be clear, I'm not saying whether people should or shouldn't take the vaccine. That's a decision that you have to make on your own. I don't give medical advice. But I wouldn't be surprised if in the near future, social media companies change their terms of service again and ban people from just simply posting that they are not going to take it, citing it's spreading harmful misinformation, even if no reason is given. I can say, however, that there is no pork in the vaccine.
I've had my COVID vaccine. I'm South Asian. I identify as Muslim. If you are worried about the vaccine having any pork or beef or animal products or fetal cells in it, it does not. It is completely fine for Muslims, Hindus to take if you're worried about those kind of things. And religious leaders across all the faith groups have said the same thing.
That's from a PSA that's running over in England. And again, this is not like a late April Fool's Day joke. They actually are airing that over across the pond because apparently there's a lot of Muslims who are concerned that for whatever reason, the vaccine might have had pork in it. So I'm glad that they got to the bottom of that. I'm not saying that anybody should do this, but I would be willing to bet that if people started posting that the vaccines had peanut butter in it, that Snopes would debunk that fake news. And Facebook's fact checkers, you know that would happen. The government is resorting to some strange methods, however, to promote the vaccine. Like this rap video that Governor Cuomo had produced for New York.
Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit.
It's time to trust and not debate, because it's not like the government or Big Pharma have ever done anything wrong. Just don't Google Pfizer criminal history. Just listen to the cartoon rap video. The thing that I'm really worried about, however, instead of another wave of the coronavirus pandemic, is the ongoing spread of the liberal pandemic, which doesn't show any signs of slowing down anytime soon. But if you're holding on to hope, however, and you want to support my channel, get yourself a Liberalism Find a Cure shirt from my online store at markdice.com.
All right, we can just end that right there. How about the health safety seals? I don't know about you, that was the first I'd heard of that. Total insanity. So, I'm here to tell you people, it is, you know, I think it was Christmas before last, December before last, I was playing that Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet, but I had no clue how true that was going to be. Now, here's the story I was talking about a little bit earlier. Ghislaine Maxwell and her pedophile lover, Jeffrey Epstein, this is a the-sun.com story, were both Israeli spies who took pictures of powerful men having sex with underage girls to blackmail them. Their alleged Mossad handler has sensationally claimed. Now, this is a story that they ran this past week. I am just reading the story. The pair allegedly ran a honey trap operation where they would provide young girls to politicians in order to squeeze them for information for the Israelis. So, I mean, I know you guys knew it, and a lot of people reported it, but now it's mainstream news. Now it is mainstream news. It is just incredible, and of course, none of the the mainstream, you know, Lester Holt didn't cover this, but the Sun did run the story. So what we had talked about, and I've heard people for years ago, I mean, we did some Epstein stories way back in like 2010, 2011. I can't remember all the specifics, but we knew what was going on. It didn't take Sherlock Holmes to deduce what was transpiring. But yet, you know, going back to what I was discussing in the first 30 minutes or the first half of the first hour, look at how the mainstream media, we have a legit media. It's RBN and other networks like that, and many great websites. And, you know, I guess it's debatable whether, you know, it seems to me that more and more people are looking for information and are educating themselves. But I'll tell you what the problem is, that it's so hard for them to go the distance that it's really this bad, that it's really this controlled, that it's really this mass manipulation of society in so many different ways. I mean, WAP was what, Song of the Year? I mean, look at our society and the ability of the manipulation by mostly the media, and then you've got a large segment of the government that's in concert with it. The story goes on to say claims have been made by Ari Ben Meshabi, who claims he is a former Israeli spy. Meshabi claims that he was the handler of Ghislaine's dad, Robert Maxwell. We talked about this before. His real name was Hyman Hawk, who also was a spy, and that it was the former newspaper baron who introduced Epstein and his daughter to the Israeli intelligence agencies. He makes these claims in a new book called Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Tales. So I just wanted to get that in. Again, the source for that ran the story this past week was, and it was run on 324. Actually, I might have had this for last week and didn't do the show. It's the-sun.com. So I thought that was just incredible. Something else that wasn't in the news that happened, and I mean, if the reverse of this was to transpire, they would have 9/11 type investigation about it. But the source for this is thefederalist.com. Protesters trap customers inside grocery store on anniversary of Daniel Prude's death. More than 200 Black Lives Matter protesters trapped customers inside a Wegmans grocery store in Rochester, New York on Tuesday afternoon. Now, me reading this to you certainly does not do it justice for the video of this, which if you can find the story, again, it was on The Federalist. You can watch the video. The incident comes a year after a black man named Daniel Prude died after an altercation with the Rochester Police Department. Democratic New York Attorney General Letitia James said in February that no charges would be filed against the officers involved. Activists in attendance repeatedly yelled Prude's name. So I'm just going to give you just a and Black Lives Matter can be seen in several videos formed in a mob outside the Wegmans chanting. Demonstrators are also happening across the city. Wegmans is a system that upholds white supremacy, Ashley Gant said, a leader of the organization. But they actually, if you watch the video, they actually trapped the people, shut all the doors, wouldn't let anyone exit. There was elderly people in there on walkers, just terrified. I mean, that is so many different felony charges. That's a form of kidnapping, you know, being held against your will. So many different crimes was committed here. And the last I looked at it, they were trying to deciding what charges to come up with, which essentially probably means nothing, because any district attorney could look at that situation and come up with a bunch of charges. So the police did come and try to get them to stop and move along, but I didn't see arrests being made. So, I mean, again, the hypocrisy of the situation is so one-sided. And, you know, I talked about this 2 weeks ago. When I went to high school, we, in this area, in the South, we really didn't have any racial problems. We got along fine. It just, it wasn't the dichotomy that we have today, which the fans, the flames are being fanned. This is being purposely driven to keep us divided so that we don't come together and see the manipulation that's happening between the media and the government and the direction worldwide of this global conspiracy. Because I've said this before, if you tilt your head back and you really think about how vast this is, how global this is, especially through the Western nations, and the steps that they are taking and the direction they're taking us in, it's really kind of overwhelming to believe that, you know, that this control and manipulation has been set forward and it is going full swing. It is going full swing. I think we'll be sitting here in a couple of months discussing the fact that, oh, now they've got the police officers, they've got all the healthcare workers, they've got all the school teachers, they're coming after what have you. It will ultimately be it all. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, and I'm going to save that tribute for Rick till the top of the hour, and then we'll take phone calls the rest of the hour. Senator Tammy Duckworth is pressuring President Joe Biden to step up Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders' representation in top positions of the administration, saying Tuesday that she will not vote for any future nominees who are white and straight until the situation is addressed to her satisfaction. Actually, I've got a clip where Tucker covered this. If we have time to play it, we'll see. I'm not going to vote for any nominee from the White House other than diversity nominees, probably a no on everyone until they figure this out, said Duckworth, one of only two Asian Americans in the Senate. I mean, I'm sure probably everybody has heard that this happened. I heard it a couple of different places, even whoever was filling in for Rush Limbaugh covered it. But it's really incredible the massive push that the media has done now in, I don't know how many, the last 3-4 years, maybe longer, who knows, to ram down everybody's throat the normalcy of transgenderism. I mean, it's not enough that, you know, I mean, people can, you can be a boy and pretend you're a girl or any of that kind of stuff. Nobody was, there was no policing that in the last couple of decades. But the, when the media glorifies it and justifies it, we obviously get more of it. And then when they've added to that all of this letting biological males compete as females in high school sports, and it's just the devastation of female athletics, I would have to say that someone like Vladimir Putin gets up and readies the Drudge Report or whatever over here and just laughs his ass off at what he sees transpiring in the good old U.S. of A. The FBI continues to warn Americans that herds of domestic extremists are plotting to overthrow the U.S., but the suspect in the latest gun attack had been known to the agency, which would rather bloviate about conspiracy theories. You know, yesterday, I guess it was yesterday when that happened in Washington, the media is already in knee-jerk mode to want to claim that it's some sort of white supremacist before they can even figure out who actually done the deed, you know. And it looks like gun shootings and this type of thing is coming back, which it's not really surprising to me or anyone else. That people out there would be losing it when you're living under this absurd tyranny that they have constructed via the coronavirus. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. I've been in a lot of hospitals here lately, and I've talked to a lot of doctors, and it's just incredible. They all have, like, the same talking points. If you question the vaccine, you know, they immediately tell you they've already took the vaccine. You know, maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I don't know. It's like they had a 3-minute YouTube video they were supposed to watch of information that they relayed. I've got this from about 6 different ones. It's quite incredible. All right, when we come back, tribute to Rick Adams. Then we got Art in Georgia coming up. Taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.